Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na. What's the matter, Father?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
The horror.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man who is as fresh as the day we started this 200 episodes ago, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome to this very, very special episode of I'm With Stupid. I know I say that every show, but this one really is special.
And unexpected, because we didn't think we'd make it this far.
No. Nobody thought we were going to go 200 shows.
Exactly.
That's pretty spectacular on our part.
Uh-huh. And the ratings have never been better.
Ish.
Ish.
Well, we're number two.
Yeah, I know.
That's we're number
okay.
two
that's,
in the ratings.
That's it's okay.
Yeah. Well, people have to understand how it works. If the numbers are really big, but we're number three or four, something like that, then we go by the numbers. If the numbers are a little lower, but we're up to number two because other people aren't doing shows during the holiday season, we go by the rankings.
Exactly.
So, whatever makes us look best.
Mm-hmm.
Just do the same thing over on the blog, iwsradio.blogspot.com. You know, we got the stat counter. We got the Google Analytics numbers. If the Google numbers are better, we go with the Google numbers.
And they always are. Evidently, StatCounter doesn't count some certain things or whatever.
Yeah, they claim StatCounter claimed that they added counting mobile numbers when people would check in from their mobile devices, but the numbers never really changed that much, whereas Google apparently really does.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, but who cares about that? Today's a celebration.
That's right. It's a party.
It is. And how you feeling today, Jay? How's things down in God's country today?
Not doing too bad today. It's a nice day. The sun is shining. Heading for about 60 degrees before it plummets. And they were talking about the possibility of some snow. I knew they were full of it. Now just maybe a little bit of rain this evening, maybe a little drizzle,
mm-hmm.
and then windy and cold.
Oh,
a few days.
Yeah,
I know that excites you.
My entire life is windy and cold, J-Man.
I know the thought of cold winds whipping through the beer mine just excites you.
You could run tests on an X15 in the beer mine during the winter months.
And I tell you what, I've been to Walmart three times in the last 7 or 8 days.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
This is what happens during the holiday season. You end up going to Walmart a lot. Anyway, I have not been wished a Merry Christmas a single time.
You're kidding.
Hmm.
And you're in Walmart. You live in Walmart.
I know.
Arkansas,
right here in God's country.
Wow.
Yeah. Breaking news, South Korea may be close to electing first female president.
That's hot. Yes.
All right.
Moo goo god panda you.
So how's things going with you, Matt? And how, more importantly, is Schmook doing?
Well, I talked to Schmook twice a day. I already had my morning phone call in with her. She's sounding much better. But, of course, that's relative because she sounded like shit the first day I talked to her. So, yeah, she still kind of sounds like Phyllis Diller, but a little better. A little better.
Well, that's pretty sexy, though.
Yeah,
I know how much you love Phyllis.
It's kind of hot. She may get one of her tubes taken out today. She got the nose thing taken out that goes down her throat, whatever that was.
Ugh.
So, and she might actually get some water today, which is nice.
Well, things are moving along.
And I'm not kidding, Jay, they told her this, and I quote, "If things go well, today you'll get a cookie."
Oh, you'd be a good girl.
And
don't
I
give us any trouble.
Uh-huh. And I can see Schmoop laying in her bed, all morphined up, clapping her hands, going, "Yay,
cookie!"
Or more like this, "Yay!" But she did seem in better spirits. And
is there hope that she could be home by, say, Friday-ish?
I have no idea. She doesn't either. She's going to see the
doctor.
Well,
you know, if they won't let her have solid food so that she can take a solid poop, she won't get to come home because that's the whole, I mean, that's their obsession when you're in the hospital.
I know.
You know, every 5 minutes, have you pooped yet?
Oh, I know. She's gotten that. And, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because I'm bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
Even though when I get home at night, she's usually in bed. It's just nice knowing she's here.
That, and you haven't had anybody, you know, stare at you, you know, disappointingly after you've made some smart-ass comment.
Exactly.
In a while. You need her derision and her disappointment.
I need someone here to tell me how big my ego is and that
you
and I are 12-year-olds and...
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to start thinking you're a humble adult.
I am. I just kind of sashay through the room back and forth every night. The house is actually clean, Jay, because I have nothing else to do. Yeah, the bed's made. Dishes done.
Well, shout out to the chat room.
Yeah, big chat room.
We have guests, and we have our favorite Canadian, Miss Jamie.
The lovely Jamie.
Jamie is a pusher. She's got me playing dice with buddies on Facebook now.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun.
God, sure it is. I'm sure you found a way to cheat at it, too.
No, I don't need to cheat.
Just like work just, with friends.
No, just take your ass whooping like a man, would you? Man. And the lovely, the talented, the how you doing, baby?
Yeah.
Miss Diane is in the room.
Oh, that's hot.
It's been a while since Diane's been here with us.
Yeah, I know.
Getting a little worried. I thought I was going to have to beg. Don't think I wouldn't. But anyway, as we mentioned, we are celebrating
our 200th show.
Yeah, not that we have anything big planned for this celebration.
No, of course not.
Other than the phone lines are open.
They always are, and you can call in on the Johnsonville Brought hotline at 661-244-9852.
Oh, hey, Matt, before I forget, there was something I meant to bring up. I suddenly, Monday night, Monday night, I was lying there in bed, and I don't know why I suddenly thought of this, but it suddenly hit me that on Friday last week, maybe even Thursday, you told me that you needed pictures of our correspondents, Marty Markstein and Dick Burns.
I know.
I totally forgot.
It didn't matter.
You probably forgot you needed them.
No, I didn't. No. I was going to... That was for... I was going to have all of our correspondents wish Schmoop good luck.
Oh.
But then I said, you know, why don't I just do it?
Yeah, you could... Well, maybe you could have them all welcome her home.
Is there? Ooh, that'd be hot.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, anyway, I had the picture of Marty, but for some reason I didn't have a picture of Dick Burns. And I don't know, I was going to get it, and then I saw something shiny.
And things happen.
And things happen. But
You know what just happened,
gonna,
Jay?
What's that?
We just got a phone call. So let's pick that up.
All right.
732, you're with Stupid.
Hello, you glorious bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Happy 200.
Thank you very much.
I was practicing this morning. I was going to sing you a song.
Well, then go ahead.
All right, I'll try.
All right.
I have a little bit of a rough throat from all the drinking, smoking, and blowjobs, but I'll try.
Okay.
Happy 200. To you, happy 200. To you, happy 200. Mister, I'm with Stupid. Happy 200 to you.
Oh, wow,
that was hot.
That man blew his whistle.
I know.
I'm giving you a standing ovation.
And, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, that is the uber lovely Diane.
I love when you purr.
How's everything going, Diane? How are you guys doing? If people don't know, Diane was right in the middle of Hurricane Sandy.
She was right in the middle of Sandy, which would have been hot to see.
Yeah.
We were, my town was very lucky. We're at this odd kind of angle, and we're up high enough. But my two favorite neighboring towns are really, really hurt badly, especially Union Beach, New Jersey.
Mm.
1,600 of the 2,000 homes in that town were destroyed or seriously damaged.
Yeah.
And it's a working class neighborhood. It's older retired folks. It's factory workers. It's, even the cops and firefighters can afford to live somewhere fancier. And there's some historic homes there as well. There's a photo of this big yellow house where literally the storm surge cut the house in half. That's been on like every newsreel everywhere, and that's right there in Union Beach. So I'm very, very lucky, but I'm very sad for my neighbors. And
right.
I've been doing what I can. I do some volunteer stuff at the firehouse.
I
volunteer firefighters
do.
Are like the best people.
The firefighters love you, don't they, Diane?
Firefighters. To be a firefighter and get paid for it is hot. To be a firefighter who volunteers and carries his gear around in the trunk of his car and leaves dinner or gets up in the middle of the night is, they're amazing. They're just exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hot.
Yeah.
But even if they weren't hot, they're they're hot because they are exceptional.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I used to work with a couple of dudes who were volunteer firemen, and I'm pretty sure they were only doing it because they got to have a little siren on their car.
I know some
which
of those,
which they could
too.
Use to get home faster. You know, there's a bit of that, but what the hell?
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about New Jersey. This is where our ex-governor crashed because, you know, he told the troopers to do 200. This is where our current governor hates women and babies but loves Bruce. I mean, everything about us is screwed up.
And, Jay, we have a special guest for our 200 show. He's not going to be on the air, but he just walked by, and he's a fixture on this show. And
oh,
you know who that
yep.
is. Angry Mailman.
Our friend, the Angry Mailman.
I bet he just dropped off a Christmas card and a MedTrans bill for me.
He did.
Man,
so, Diane is little Hope, the grandbaby, all excited for Christmas?
Yes, she is.
No.
Yes, she is. She has one of those Elf on a Shelf dolls. Do you know that story?
Mm-mm.
The freaking elf moves around every night. As it gets closer and closer to Christmas, because it's watching whether or not you're being naughty or nice, and
that's creepy.
I think so. I think the whole Santa's watching you thing is creepy.
Uh-huh.
And I think the whole blackmailing your children, you know, to be good. I mean, if I hear my daughter-in-law say one more time that Santa isn't coming when Hope has a meltdown, I'm going to have to freaking decapitate her.
No, see, I think that's fun. I always enjoyed that.
Decapitation or blackmailing children?
Blackmailing my son.
How is he?
He's
is he
large.
7 feet tall yet?
No. He's about 6'1".
Okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Weighs a good solid 110?
No. Dig this. He's up to like 175.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah. He no longer looks like an Ethiopian. He looks like a Yemeni.
That's priceless. But I mean, can you still blackmail him at his age?
Oh no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. He's a good kid.
Oh, you probably haven't been able to blackmail him since he was 12. He's probably just like, yeah, right, Dad, whatever.
Yeah, we're to the point now where my son blackmails me.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. Yeah. Wait until you're a grandfather.
I won't be alive.
Of course he will.
Well, he better hurry then.
Oh, stop. Oh, God, you're so morbid. Not that that isn't one of the things I love about you, but
well,
really.
Thank you very much.
You'll be fine.
Well, probably.
Only the good die young, baby.
I'll never
He's not
forget
that young.
Diane.
What?
I'll never forget one of the best phone calls I ever received.
When you were in the hospital.
Well, no. It was actually, it was like a month after I got out of the hospital, and it was Christmas Day of that year.
Oh, that was one of my favorite Christmas mornings.
Yeah, and you called here, and Snoop thinks your son is hot. And you put him on the phone, but as you handed him the phone,
yeah.
He said, who am I going to be talking to? And you said, you are talking to the girlfriend of the man I want to have sex with.
Yep.
I thought that was so sweet. That was my
I keep friend. Meaning to make an ornament for you that says that. Or a tree topper.
Ooh.
Oh, that was so cool. That was one of my favorite Christmas mornings ever.
Yeah, that was fun. Man, I got your
yeah, we fell out of touch.
Right
I'm
here.
Sorry about that. I got so used to clicking on that favorite mark, and then it wasn't really there anymore, and I got distracted.
I know.
Not
happen.
To mention certain adorable, lovely, beautiful, sexy, wonderful men in Arkansas managed to email and say hi, and it's just so much easier to stay in touch with because they make an effort.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah. Anyway, what
those
else
guys,
is
those
on
Arkansas
the,
guys
what else
are
is
well
on the
known.
Agenda now, Jamie? We'll skip over that.
Efforts are sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arkansas men are known for their efforts.
Yeah, they're known for their efforts. Just ask Bill Clinton.
That's right.
He made an effort wherever he could.
Oh, I know, he's a good man.
So, I love you from Bill.
Oh, everybody loves Bill.
I do.
If Bill could run again, he'd win. Easily.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down. Rumor has it that Hillary keeps falling and getting a concussion, not because she doesn't want to testify about Benghazi, but because Bill wanted her to have Christmas sex.
There goes another tradition, right?
Yep. I mean, it was that once a year thing, and she had to figure out how to get out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
She's more a Blanche
David Letterman
Lincoln
said
kind
that,
of gal.
Well, it's not
David
that Hillary
Letterman
doesn't
said
have
that Hillary
sex.
Keeps
just...
falling because she stopped wearing orthopedic pantsuits.
Well, it's not that Hillary doesn't want to have sex. She just doesn't want to have sex with Bill.
Yeah,
or
that's
men.
Actually, that's true. She really wants
men.
A monitor.
Well, she hasn't had sex since Vince Foster died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, What are the big plans?
Excuse me, since
Christmas?
Bill had his wife's lover murdered.
Exactly.
Which I find so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's
he's
nothing hotter than
woman.
A good murder conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, you got to love men who, you know, fight for their woman, too.
Yeah.
She's mine. Have the Secret Service knock Vince Foster off.
Men who fight for their right to maybe to be married to maybe the next president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, not for nothing, but he would be an exceptional first gentleman, I guess they'd call him. Which I'm sure the Republicans would love. He's a gentleman? Oh, I'd pay $1 million to see the head of every Republican caucus have to address him as first gentleman. Anyway, what are the big Arkansas bag wine, I'm with stupid Christmas plans? Or are you saving that for the Christmas show?
Well, I was just gonna, you know, pace around the apartment and mope.
No, you don't pace. You sashay.
Well, that's true.
I love that word. I'm gonna pick you sashaying. It's gonna make me so happy.
Yeah, I have a little secret. He even prances sometimes.
I do.
I could picture him prancing. I could, Jay. I could. He must look adorable, and he giggles to himself when he prances.
Yes, I do.
And as he's walking to work through the barrio, he struts a little.
I do.
With the soundtrack of Shaft playing in his mind.
Damn right.
Either that or Staying Alive.
Oh, even better. See, that's why you're the master, Jay. That's why you're a radio giant.
That's right. That's why I'm an international internet radio star.
Exactly.
That's right.
A legend in my spare time.
It's better than being a legend in your own mind.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Let me tell you. It's not.
Well, Diane, I'm glad you're here because you can help us settle. We have a very serious discussion.
Yes, we do.
That,
I love serious.
That started up a couple of days ago on Matt's blog post. And we're going to have to settle.
Okay.
The great... cheese debate.
Okay.
And
now, I have not read the post, so I will not be swayed by my love for either one of you. I am objective.
Okay, because we need to discuss what cheese goes best for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what I always use?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
First on the sandwich, and then we'll talk about where else I melt it. medium mild cheddar.
Uh-huh.
It must be cheddar.
Uh-huh.
American cheese doesn't melt correctly.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, you're wrong.
Now,
you're wrong.
Who stands where?
It's Velveeta.
Velveeta.
Well, yes.
Velveeta is a little expensive. It does Velveeta. Melt well.
Yes.
And, of course, you got to use Velveeta in your Rotel dip, cheese dip.
Mm-hmm. Velveeta makes the best grilled cheese sandwich.
And I go with cheddar.
Do you know
but
that
I
if
prefer,
you watch?
I prefer a sharp cheddar myself.
Yeah, I like
or
the mild. The sharp
cheddar.
Is... Actually, what I do like to do when I make mac and cheese is I use the mild, sharp, and extra sharp. Because believe they melt differently, but they combine beautifully. Now, if you've ever watched Velveeta melt,
mm-hmm.
you can see the chemicals rising to the top.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with that.
I don't.
And then on the very, very top of the melt, there's this little liquid layer
mm-hmm.
that begins to slide off, which makes the bread a little soggy.
No.
And if you use a paper plate, it will actually eat through the paper.
No, not at all.
And that's the chemical runoff. You don't really want to eat something that has chemical runoff. Nor do I want to use a cheese that can stay out of the refrigerator for 72 years.
Why? I mean...
Well, I mean, during the apocalypse. Come Friday.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Come,
I have a bunker.
Will be worth millions.
Yeah, come Friday. You come see
but
me
until
when you
then,
want some Velveeta, baby.
I have a bunker full of Velveeta and Twinkies. I'll be just fine.
Am right.
And I mean, yeah, whatever you don't eat, you can sell to the zombies for millions.
There you go.
And a shout-out to the lovely Jamie who's listening. Her sister does something that I also do when making a grilled cheese sandwich, and that is put garlic powder on the bread.
Oh, that's delicious.
Oh, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried that, but it sounds wonderful.
Oh, you got
to. Yeah. And, of course, it doesn't just have to be cheese. There could be some ham on there. There could
bacon.
Be some bacon.
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 Tomato. Schmoot likes a tomato on hers.
Well, that's because she's such a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
we
she's
have
all about the
a-
healthy eating.
And we have about a minute and a half left in the live stream, so if you want to call in, do so now on the Johnsonville Broad Hotline at 661-244-9852.
My God, this time flew by.
Yeah. But you got to know, when you make the grilled cheese, though, and I've mentioned this before on back on our sandwich show when we had Cracker on here with us, that you put the bottom slice of the bread on the little griddle there with the cheese and ham and whatever, and you wait until it's completely ready, and then you put the top slice on and flip it over. Otherwise,
absolutely.
The heat will melt the butter on the top, and the top slice won't get, you know, as toasty, crusty as it
and
should.
And your sandwich will be balanced.
That's right.
As opposed
don't
to
want it
premature
to be soggy.
Browning on one side.
Right.
Similar
and soggy.
To Boehner.
You don't want soggy. And that's why you don't use American cheese, because American cheese melts all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, no, American cheese has no, it can't control itself.
Well, you're supposed to take the plastic off before you.
And I tell you that be very lovely.
If you leave the plastic on American cheese, it's the same as Velveeta.
I knew that was coming.
Of course you did.
Also part of this debate was the very lovely and talented Miss Jo, who
God,
said
she's so
she...
freaking hot.
Oh, God.
I have such a girl crush on her.
I don't know anyone who doesn't.
Oh, God. She's like a magical, mythical creature from another world.
Oh, she's probably
some guy who's
5 foot four, 185 pounds. I don't believe her. No one looks that good.
But she says you can use Munster or Colby Jack. And both of those are acceptable.
I love Munster. Munster is good.
Yeah. I'll only say that's okay because Joe said it.
Exactly. We always agree with Joe.
I know.
My response would be, I don't like white cheese for melting purposes.
No.
But, I mean, Joe could tell me anything she wants to tell me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought
God,
for a second you said you weren't into white chicks. I thought you said you weren't into white chicks, and I was going to agree with you.
You're into anything that has a... Never mind.
Oh,
200
shoot.
Shows.
Speaking of hot chicks, Jay and Diane, I have a birthday shout-out for today. Today.
Oh.
Yeah, today, December 19th, someone very special turns 40, and that would be my favorite fan of baseball, Alyssa Milano.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
The big 4-0.
Yes. A Brooklyn native there, Diane.
Ah, oh, God bless the Brooklyn babes.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn babes make the rockin' world go round.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And who've sold out her New York roots and now sits courtside at the Lakers games and wears a Lakers and Dodgers hats and stuff like
that. Yeah, I know.
It's very upsetting.
Yeah, but, you know, if I'm a Yankees Jets fan, I ain't all that happy right now. Freaking
paid
morons. People better pray for himself because I'm going to find him.
I laughed so hard when Sanchez fumbled that ball Monday night. I'm sorry, Diane. It's nothing personal. Well, I mean, it is
no,
with
I
Sanchez.
Understand.
But when he, because I was sitting there, I thought, okay, here comes interception number 5. And instead, he drops the snap, kicks the ball. The running back kicks the ball.
I haven't seen a play like that since my son was 7.
That is second only to the butt fumble when he ran face first into the butt of his center and then fumbled the ball. Hey, I think that our favorite Canadian would like to join the conversation. She's hit the one button and the little thing has popped up for us.
Popped up. I love that.
Well, you got that right.
Jamie, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey. Jamie, Diane, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh, I had to call in because Diane was on, and I wanted to say hello. I feel like I know you because I've been listening
like
to all the archives. Anyway,
I'm nothing if not
guys,
memorable
not
in some sick, twisted way. Oh, Jamie, you're adorable. You have such a nice lady-like voice. I've always wanted one of those.
Oh, I like your voice. You have such a cool accent.
Thank you. My accent makes Matt Man hot.
It does.
He does. He loves my accent.
I had to shut my blinds, Diane.
Oh,
why, the paparazzi weren't there?
I sent them away.
Jamie, I love Canada.
Oh, I'm glad.
You people are so freaking civilized. Could you come here and give classes?
I don't know about classes, but... So congrats to you guys. I'm working my way through the archives and loving every minute of it. You guys make me smile.
Oh,
that's sweet. And that just made me smile. And what else makes me smile is that Jay and I are talking to two chicks.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's like we're on a double date.
I know.
But then in
we
the middle of
switch.
The date, you can all switch.
Yeah, I know.
And then Jamie and I will leave together.
Uh-huh.
They'll be foiled again. The guys with it to themselves.
No, we'll be sitting there at the bar, looking around going,
guys,
where'd the girls go?
You can continue batching it up.
Oh, yeah.
Any idea when Schmoop will be home, Matt?
I have no idea. She doesn't know either. She did
before
sound
Christmas?
Oh, she'll be home by Christmas, but I...
Okay.
It's going to be close.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. I can't wait to Christmas Eve. We have our big family thing, and I'll go over there empty-handed. I have no gifts for you this year. And they'll look at me with an evil eye.
Just tell them you donated to Oxfam in their names.
No, I will tell them to donate to the We Love Schmoop Fund.
James, there you go.
Which Jay and Dana set up, and I thanked them very much, and it was very nice of them. And Jay did too much, and I hate him for it, but I love him for it.
Jay Man's a good boy.
Okay, he's not that good.
He's
sometimes
wonderful.
You don't hear the conversations we Diane.
No.
You don't
just
hear the conversations
don't.
We have before the show.
Just you know what, Matt? Just let Diane go. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
She is our guest. She
yeah,
is
that's
our
true.
Guest.
I am so.
We're not here to argue with her.
My bubble so close to Christmas. Jenna's
she's been through a traumatic
New York one of these years to go out with me and Carly.
Oh, you know it.
Oh.
That's my dream right there.
I'd be doing this show solo after that one.
Yes, you would.
We'd have to rename the show. Where's Jay?
You could do a series of those shows. We'll call in.
And then we're all going to get on a plane and fly out to L.A. and hang out with Joe.
Oh, God. Stop
we're
it.
All going to put those caps on and go sit courtside.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to punch Spike Lee in his face and then have sex with Jack Nicholson.
Well, Jay's not going to, is he? I hope not.
I don't care. He's still sexy.
Yeah, he is.
See, Jamie, you and I understand that. Physical appearance is a very small part of what makes someone sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Men have a problem with that concept.
Oh, I know.
I never
they
have.
They see boobies and they lose their minds.
I know. I see. I read the blog and see the pictures they post, so I have a good idea of what they like. Lots
yeah.
of boobs. And young girls named Miley Cyrus.
No. Hold on. We have to differentiate right there, Jamie.
Okay.
Jay likes the younger women.
I stand corrected.
Got a thing for cheerleaders. I think the only reason he likes sports is because there's cheerleaders. And he's
what
got
else?
A campaign
that's,
going to bring cheerleaders to baseball.
That's probably why he doesn't like hockey. Yeah, that's probably why he doesn't like hockey.
Oh, I do like hockey. They just, you know, they just don't play hockey anymore.
Yeah, they're on strike.
Not for nothing, I would pay to see cheerleaders do one of those pyramids with skates on.
That'd be a little painful, but yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be hilarious. That would be everything I ever wanted to have happen to a cheerleader all in one.
I would like to point out that on my post today on the blog at iwsradio.blogspot.com, I posted a picture of a 47-year-old Shania Twain.
Who is, by the way?
Right?
She's Canadian.
Who is Canadian? Damn yes. Right she is.
Oh, that's awesome. Does she look amazing?
Yes, she does.
God, yes.
She looks beautiful. Go check that out.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do think that Jay's jealous of me because when I have to walk to work, I walk past a middle school.
Oh, God.
God.
And they're always out on recess.
Is it a Catholic girls' school?
No. He wishes it was. They don't have the plaid skirts. They're wearing jeans and stuff. That would be his ultimate fantasy, but no.
Yeah. No short skirts and knee socks?
No.
Oh, no.
Which I'm a little
really,
bummed about, too.
That's a shame.
I know.
Because, boy, they wear those skirts really short these days. They roll the waistbands.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they do? Yeah, because they're not allowed to have them that short. They only have them that short. My nieces went to Catholic high schools. And there's a whole art to the roll of the waistband. And I used to pick her up at school a lot, and you would literally see them stop dead at the doorway. And everyone had to stop and roll their skirts. And then they would get on the bus or... you know, whatever, on their way home.
That's
girls
hot.
Are evil.
Then the second they get inside the school, they have to unroll it. Because I think it's not supposed to be, I forget what the, like an inch or two above the knee, as opposed to an inch below
that.
The vagina.
Exactly. I think we better stop this
literally
talk. Probably
is,
turning the boys on.
There's a video somewhere. I tried finding it on YouTube recently. My niece was actually talking about it. There was a video about the high school roll, the Catholic high school girl's roll. And there's a way to do it. It'll stay all day.
Good Lord.
Yep.
Exactly.
And
boy,
so
well, we learned something to do today.
My brother spent $30,000 a year so that his daughter could learn how to make her skirt shorter.
I'm having visions of Mary Magdalene go through my head right now.
Is she rolling her skirt?
Ugh.
She must have been. Please,
that's
quiet.
All right, well, we still got 3 minutes to go.
Yes, we do. What are we going to do on Saturday, Jay?
I don't know.
We'll do
that's
our
up
Christmas
to the programming
show.
Department.
I guess we'll preview and analyze Christmas.
Yes, we will.
We'll break it down for everybody.
We'll break it down.
I think each of you on your 200th episode should take a moment to say something profound that illustrates how you feel on this momentous occasion.
I agree.
There you go.
Ooh, say that again, Jamie. I agree. Oh, God,
breaking.
Jay, you got to snip that out of there. I agree. I'm just happy to have done it, and I've had the best time of my life, and I love Jay, and I love all you guys, but...
This show is the most fun of anything I've ever done.
There you go, Diane. There's some profound comments for you.
I do. I think both of you are lovely.
I
can absolutely hear a genuine tone in your voice, Matt. Man, be careful about that.
Oh, why?
Because you don't like anyone to know that you actually have feelings.
You're kidding. You don't read my Facebook page, Diane? Jay will tell you that.
Well, we're running out of time.
You guys have done an incredible job.
No,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
We
you
thank everybody who listens, and
yep.
I thank Matt, and I thank everybody. Because I do love this show.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jamie.
And be scared now, because I'm coming back every show.
Oh, well, that's
damn
awesome.
Right.
Keep calling in.
Right.
I love
I'm
it.
So glad to talk to you, Jamie. I like you.
Yeah, it was good to talk to you, too. I like you, too.
Oh. All right, then. Well, then I guess we'll see you both